Elissa Walker Campbell, welcome into Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show, where we always deliver the biggest and the very best in sports. We've got another outstanding lineup over the next 2 hours as we are inside the Quicken Loans studios. And before we get underway, we would love to connect with you. Join us at Twitter at E Radio Sports. You can always email the show at Elissa@YahooSportsRadio.com and connect with us at our podcast, arena.com. We've just launched that, and click on the YSR tab. Well, we are delighted to have on board with us tonight the senior writer for OU Insider. You can also catch James Hale's show, Total Sports Talk, 1400 KREF in Norman, Oklahoma. He's with us, and it's good to hear your voice. Hi, James.
Hey, it's always great to hear from you. I hope life's treating you well as you've got those budding golf stars that are growing up, and which is kind of interesting. Your mom threw elbows, and yet you got them playing a finesse sport. If people don't know, you were a great basketball player at OU, but one of your biggest traits was that you were physical and could really throw those bows and things like that, yet your sons are playing golf. That's kind of interesting.
Oh, it's great. It's been a big week. Eli shot a 34 the other night. We had a little practice round
and
teed it up. He was 2 under and a bogey-free round. I was really impressed. He's got a tournament this weekend in San Antonio. So we're trending in the right direction, James.
Absolutely, and that's the goal, right?
Absolutely. Well, let's talk about the Oklahoma Sooners. Big game. I know you're fired up. OU Baylor, how do you see this one playing out?
It's going to be an amazing game. I think both these teams are really good. When I go on shows like yours and others, I'm not afraid to say I think these two teams can beat anybody in the country. Now, I can't explain the Texas loss for OU. They should not have lost that. I think if those two teams play 10 times, Oklahoma wins 9. But they rolled the dice, they lost, and they came up with the snake eyes, and Texas was able to win the one time. So Texas gets that victory. It's put Oklahoma's back against the wall. They have no leeway here. But maybe they didn't anyway. If you don't beat Baylor, you can't play for the national championship if you're Oklahoma right now. And now Oklahoma's got to run the gauntlet and win the last 3 games. But you know what? Baylor's got to win it too. If Baylor loses to Oklahoma, their non-conference schedule was so bad that they won't get into the Final Four either. It doesn't matter if they beat OSU or TCU. And that's the way the nation is playing out, whether we like it or not, whether it's right or wrong. That's another debate. Maybe we'll get into that now. Maybe we won't. I don't know. But this is a huge game for both teams. Baylor playing in their brand new stadium. This is Oklahoma's one of those teams that they want to showcase their stadium and what they can do at a home game. They're going to have over 50 recruits there, 4 on official visits, but they've invited every great recruit all the way up to 218, 219 that can get to the game. Because they want to showcase it. They know Oklahoma will bring a great crowd. They know it's going to be sold out. Game day's there. It's on national television. So Baylor's trying to take advantage of all of that to keep their program rolling. And Oklahoma, they're just trying to get back on this national stage. They're close. They're, ranked 12th in the country. That's not a bad spot. It's not number 1 and number 2, which Oklahoma's been at times. I think this is a really good football team Oklahoma has. And so I think it's going to be a great game. Both teams match up pretty well. It's interesting. Both teams can score. Both teams think they're pretty good defensively. Both teams have star players with marquee players on both sides of the ball. This is going to be a great college football game, in Waco on Saturday night.
Senior writer with OU Insider James Hale is joining us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. We are zeroing in on the Sooners and the Baylor Bears. Oklahoma 8-1, 5-1 in Big 12 conference play, and of course Baylor with that unblemished record. The Sooners, James, are playing very well. They won 4 in a row. How much growth have you seen just over the past month and since that loss against Texas?
Well, tremendous. I think Oklahoma made some decisions after that game, much needed decisions. First and foremost, what exactly they want to do on offense. And they decided two of our better players are Samaje Perine and Joe Mixon. We better utilize those guys. And even Daniel Brooks, they had a package in for him before he pulled his hamstring, and we'll see if he's still got that package. He's the fastest guy on the team, and he's really good in this offense. And then they decided we better showcase Sterling Shepard, but we better get Mark Andrews and Micaiah Quick on the field, because those are two of our better players. And they needed Westbrook to grow up. And then in the offensive line, they made a solid adjustment. They went with Jonathan Alvarez at left guard instead of Derek Farniak, a senior. And they went with Drew Samia, a true freshman, at right tackle instead of Josiah St. John, a senior. and that left Orlando Brown, a redshirt freshman at left tackle. But that's their most athletic group if they go this way, with Darlington at center, Casatati at right guard. Those are two seniors, and those two guys got healthy. So when that group got better, boy, you know, how many times do we see this in college football or pro football? Your offensive line's good, the rest of your team's pretty good. And they got better. And then Baker Mayfield, who didn't play his best game at Texas, but it wasn't Baker's fault they lost that game, you know, has really played at a high level since then. You know, when you're hitting close to 70% or over 70% of your passes, and you're not throwing the ball to the other team, he's only had three picks or four picks during that time. You know, he's not turning it over. He's making a lot of decisions at the line of scrimmage. It's really helped. And on defense, they made a subtle adjustment by putting in Will Johnson, which was a sophomore, junior college transfer that's from Baltimore. They put him in at the nickel, and they put Stephen Parker back at safety, and that's really solidified this that secondary is a better cover unit. And usually when you lose a Zach Sanchez over the last couple of years at Oklahoma, it's a disaster. And this time Dakota Austin stepped right in, so they have more depth they can use. So they've grown up a lot. Their special teams have been pretty good, and that's still one area they can get going, because Alex Ross has not been able to get it going, or they have not been able to get the kick return going. Sterling's doing pretty good in punt returns, and OU hasn't given up anything. So they've grown up in a lot of different areas, and I think, you know, part of the reason why is they just made some solid decisions on their team. So far, it looks like they've been the right decisions.
The college football conversation continues with the senior writer from OU Insider, James Hale, right after this quick timeout.